This is Joy Roland, and you are listening to the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. This is episode number 46. We know we are already 100% worthy. Welcome to Empowered Wealthy Women, a podcast for ambitious women who want to build wealth. You'll learn how to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money. Ladies, it's time to create a life of abundance, wealth, empowerment, and joy. Ready? Let's go! Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode number 46 of the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. As always, I hope you're well. I hope your family is doing very well. Thank you for tuning in this week. I have had a fantastic week, and my week culminated with my daughter's 5th birthday. We had an amazing time. It was very, very hectic, but we had lots and lots of fun. It was a big party, and we had about 50 people attend. So excited. So I want to talk to you about consistency. So in your quest to create wealth, one of the things that keeps coming up for most women is being consistent with taking revenue generating, income producing actions. Now, if you've listened to me for any length of time, you'd know the difference between massive action and passive action. Massive action is the action that actually generates money in your business. And passive action is just busy action. This is the action where you just consume other people's materials, you create a logo, you design a website. All of that is passive action. Now, to create success and ultimately create wealth, you have to focus on massive action. You have to take the action that will create the money in your business. Many times, obstacles come up. You become overwhelmed. Maybe you have a particular piece of technology you're trying to figure out. Maybe you've not set up your system completely yet and you're trying to figure out the tech. Maybe you're beginning to feel not enough. That feeling of not enoughness actually keeps a lot of women back. You feel like you're missing something. You feel stuck. And then you start to compare yourself to other people. And comparing yourself to other people is a recipe for disaster. You start looking at what other people are doing. And then you begin to feel less than. You begin to have limiting beliefs about yourself. You begin to doubt your offer. You begin to second guess why you even started this business in the first place. And then all of those limiting beliefs paralyzes you. And then you begin to procrastinate. You procrastinate. You don't take action. You hide. You buffer. You buffer with food. You buffer with alcohol. And any other thing that takes you away from feeling, that negative feeling of not taking action. Now, my goal is to help you take action. Because when you take action, it puts you into momentum. And what I find is when you take consistent action and you pass the threshold of going back, then you put yourself at a better chance of succeeding. So this is what I mean. As we strive to create success, there is a threshold where it's easier to continue than give up. You know, when you are so used to taking action consistently, it becomes second nature and it's easier to keep going than to stop. So then your chance of success increases dramatically. Now, most entrepreneurs give up before they pass that threshold. When you are at the stage where it's easier to give up than to keep going, then you're most likely going to fail. Now, taking consistent action almost results in becoming a new person. Now, to create wealth, I used to say that you have to experience an identity crisis. Yes, because before you start, you are this person that makes a certain amount of money, let's say 90,000. So maybe you're making 90,000 in your day job and you want to be the woman that earns $1 million per year. You see, that's a huge gap, right? So this is why I say you have to go through an identity crisis, because to start with, your identity is a person that earns $90,000. To become the woman that earns $1 million per year, you have to go through an identity crisis, because the process of becoming the person that earns $1 million per year is a process. And many times your brain goes into shock. Your brain doesn't understand what's going on. Your brain is used to being the woman that earns 90,000. There are traits of women who earn 90,000, and there are traits, characteristics of women who earn $1 million per year. So to actually earn $1 million per year, you have to have those characteristics of women who make $1 million per year. For sure, you have to go through that identity crisis and become the woman who earns $1 million per year. Now, I have a boot camp currently going on. It's called the 90-Day Consistent Action Boot Camp. If you are struggling with consistency, if you are struggling with taking the right action every single day, this bootcamp is for you. You have to jump on immediately. Now, this is how it works. For 90 days, I'm going to keep you personally accountable. This is a private program. So you don't have to be afraid of being part of a group. It's just going to be you and I. I'm going to help you stay accountable. And the reason why this works, and my guarantee to you, is you're going to double your income in 90 days. The reason this works is because when you take consistent action for 90 days, you will see results guaranteed. And at the end of the 90 days, you will be in momentum. So you have this newfound confidence that you can do this thing. That's the secret to success. Consistent action. Consistent action. That's the only secret to success. Because with consistent action, you persist, you persevere, and you become the woman that gets results. So then you begin to give your brain evidence to the contrary that you're not a woman that gets results. Because when you take action consistently for 90 days, you create evidence for your brain. And my friend, that is the secret to success. So if you know this is the time and you're ready to actually make your business a success, you know your business is not just a hobby, you truly want to make it a success, I invite you to book a strategy call with me. This is my opportunity to get to know you, to get to know your business goals, and to get to know your vision for yourself and your vision for your business. I also want to see if you are a right fit for my program. And so it's going to be a 45-minute call. And at the end, I'll tell you about the Consistent Action Bootcamp, and we'll both decide if it's an excellent fit. So I'm going to drop the link in the show notes. Just book your strategy call, and you will be well on your way to creating success. So for this week, I want to talk to you about, we know we are already 100% worthy. Now, we're in a series, a 12 series program on this episode, on this podcast, where we are going through the 12 things extraordinarily wealthy women know. Now, I've adapted this from my coach, Brooke Castillo. She taught me this in the possibility formula, where she gave 10 things that successful women know. And so I have adapted this and I've added 2 things of my own because I felt it was missing those two. So if this is your first episode, I want you to go back 8 episodes back and you can have a feel of what these 12 things are. Now, here's a run through of those 12 things. 1, we know we have to teach ourselves what's possible. 2, we know the difference between success, happiness, and being a good person. Three, we know that creating value is what creates money, and we know how to create value. Four, we know that extraordinary success includes lots and lots of money. Five, we know that life is 50-50. Six, we know failure is the price of success. Seven, we know we don't get the how until we get there. Eight, we know it's no better there than here. Nine, we know we are already 100% worthy. 10, we know it's hard and we can do hard things. 11, we prioritize self-care because we know it's very important. Without health, we have nothing. 12, we know we deserve love and we are empowered to only be in loving relationships. Abuse isn't tolerated. So we are in step number 9 of the 12 steps, which is we know we are already 100% worthy. Now, this step is very, very important because what I find in so many women is that they are trying to create wealth in order to prove their worth, to maybe somebody outside of themselves and sometimes to themselves. Now, I want you to understand that money, wealth, success doesn't in any way prove your worth. Why? Well, because as a human being, you are already 100% worthy. No amount of money can increase your worth, and no amount of poverty can reduce your worth. Your worth as a human being is 100% absolute. Nothing can reduce your worth and nothing can increase your worth. This is absolutely critical. This is absolutely important for you to believe, for you to understand, for you to embody as a woman. Your worth is absolute. So, how do you embody this and how does this translate into building wealth? Well, when you know that monetary success, wealth, doesn't affect your worth, it takes the pressure off. Whatever success you create is only an expression of who you already are right now. Accomplishment doesn't change you, it just reveals who you already are. If someone doesn't recognize your worthiness, it's an indication of what they can see, not what you are. If someone doesn't think you're good enough, they frankly don't know what they're talking about. I don't care if it was a teacher in your school when you were younger, your mother, your husband, your partner, if they cannot see you for the complete and perfect human being that you are, they have work to do. It's their work to do to see your worthiness. But I want you to be 100% absolute and believe this, that you are already worthy. So, can you just stop trying to be worthy? It's exhausting. And frankly, it's a waste of time. It's already done. Take it off your to-do list. You don't have to prove your worth to anyone. You are complete. You started life worthy. You continue life worthy. And you will earn life worthy. Now, I like this concept about the future being our property. I love this so much. I love that my future is mine to decide, and no one can be allowed to step foot on my future without my permission. I get to do this with my future, and I choose what I want to do with my future. My future, if you think about it, the future is nothing right now except your own possibility. And remember, possibility itself is always currently impossible by design. What you want to create in the future is not created now, and therefore it is temporarily impossible. Right? I want you to understand this concept very clearly. Your future at the moment is currently impossible by design. Okay? Temporarily is impossible. So You want to remind yourself of this very obvious fact and don't use it as a reason to doubt yourself. I want you to recognize this as truth and just believe in yourself 100%. Now, there is a reason why we aspire for success. There is a reason why we want to be successful. There's a reason why we want to be wealthy. And I always like to expand on this reason because some people might ask me, well, if the reason why I'm trying to build wealth is not to prove my worth to anyone or myself, then why bother? If I'm already 100% worthy, why bother? Well, I like you to approach this from a space of contentment, from a space of happiness. Now, when you are content and happy with your life, you're satisfied, as a human being, you would have a craving for evolution. Because evolution is our innate being. That's what makes us human beings. We evolve, we change, we aspire for more. So when you are in that space of contentment, that space of happiness, that space of worthiness, you will naturally seek the next step in your evolution. Okay? And so that next step in your evolution, in my experience, the best way to get to that next step is to have a money goal. That is why we strive for success, my friend. That is why we want to become wealthy. The aspiration for more, the aspiration to stretch ourselves, the aspiration to evolve. So I want you to be very, very clear in your mind that you are already 100% worthy. You are not trying to prove your worth to anyone by becoming wealthy. You are already 100% worthy. Okay, my friend. So this week, your assignment is to journal. Journal about being 100% worthy. When you think about that, what comes up for you? Now, when you journal about what comes up for you, those are your limiting beliefs. And when you solve for those limiting beliefs, you are well on your way to creating success. So when you think the thought, I am already 100% worthy, what comes up for you? Do you doubt it? Do you question it? I want you to do some journaling in your quiet time and begin to address those obstacles that come up on your way to creating wealth. Now, this work is absolutely critical because we want to do this work on our way to creating success. Because if we do not do this work, when you get to the point where you are striving for, you're going to be disappointed. The reason you're going to be disappointed is because if you were hoping to feel more worthy than you are currently, when you get there, you're going to be disappointed. I want to save you that stress. I want to save you that pain of disappointment because the truth, the absolute truth is you are already 100% worthy and happiness is available to you right now. You just got to choose it and you're going to choose the thoughts that create the happiness you want. That's all I have for you this episode, my friend. As always, you can reach me via email or you can send me a DM on Instagram or Facebook. Again, I'm going to drop the link to book a strategy call with me so you can come on my program, the 90 Days Consistent Action Bootcamp. Have a fantastic rest of your day. I'll see you in the next episode. Hey, very quickly before you go, if you are ready to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money, then I invite you to my one-on-one private coaching program. This is where you learn how to take control of your money and build wealth. To get started, book a free intro call with me. The link is in the show notes. I'll see you there. Bye-bye.